the sheltering sky. We have this strange obsession. You have the means in your possession.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel. No, it's not our panel discussion anymore. Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable. We have one of our panelists who stayed with us to tell us about a very special project that he has been working on with some dedicated individuals, and we find out about that this morning. The Arch Stanton Quartet will present a series of upcoming free performances of music, readings, and reflections inspired by Paul Bowles' celebrated 1949 novel, The Sheltering Sky. Performances will be held at libraries throughout Albany County, supported by a community arts grant from the Albany County Arts and Culture Program, coordinated by Advance Albany County Alliance. On its surface, Bowles' novel follows an American couple, Port and Kit Moresby, and their friend Tunner, on a journey of post-World War II North Africa. Enigmatic and philosophical, the richly layered novel ultimately explores the depths of the human psyche and its descent into despair and alienation. Less known is Bowles' work as a composer of music. Arch Stanton Quartet drummer and program director and panelist Jim Ketterer is here. He is with us and has a fascinating history with this idea and this project, and we're very excited to have him here. Thank you for sticking around, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Very nice to have you. We also welcome ASQ trumpet player Terry Gordon. Hello, Terry.
Hello. Thank you very much for having us.
Very nice to have you. Jim Ketterer, let's begin with you. You have lived in Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, and so this becomes pretty personal to you.
Yeah, very, very much so. When I got a fellowship in the early 90s to move to Tunisia and to study Arabic, and I had gone to school for Middle East studies, and I just never had had the resources and the wherewithal to get to the region to live there. And so I was very excited to make this leap of faith and to go do it. But when I was actually on my way there, I can say that not just my studies in school, but this book, The Sheltering Sky by Paul Bowles, was rattling around in my head. It was very much a part of my imagination of what this adventure was going to be like. And of course, that's a novel, and the novel was written and published in 1949, and I got there in 1991, so it wasn't going to be quite the same. But I think it shows the power of that novel and the how much that novel affected not just me, but so many people who either traveled to that region or travel in general. And it, for a long time, it was a novel that was really well known, so well known that it was also made into a movie, a Bertolucci film that starred John Malkovich and Deborah Winger. It seems less known now, but I think the Arch Stanton Quartet is working hard to bring it back. I just want to say one other thing about the idea and how we got going on this as a band, and that is that the idea of connecting literature and music builds on the success of another suite that we've done that was created by our guitarist, Roger Noyes, and it was inspired by the great American novel Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. Mm. And we have performed that in many, many places over the last few years. So that concept then connected to my own personal experience with North Africa and with Paul Bowles, who I met briefly when I lived in Tangier in Morocco, but not long enough that I could say I have some personal connection to him. But the connection more is to his writing. And then the music was something that the band has explored together as a group, and we've worked on together as a group and make it, you know, true, something that's true to his composition, but also is in our own voice as an ensemble.
And as jazz, right, Terry?
Yes. We spent a 5-hour rehearsal last week working on this, taking Paul Bowles' music. A lot of his music I think you may have mentioned, he was a student of Aaron Copland, mm-hmm. and his music is very much in the classical vein. And we took, for instance, a couple of his things are piano duets, so four hands, two pianos. And to take that and apply it in a jazz context really required us to take a good look at it, pick out a melody, maybe do some reharmonizations, and play around with the pieces to put it through what I would call our arch prism to come out, you know, and making it sound like Arch Stanton Quartet.
And one other thing I think that's an important piece of this puzzle in our process in doing this as a band is that I'm not the only one in the band who has a connection to that part of the world, to North Africa. The group came to Egypt. When I worked in Egypt, I brought the band. I was not the drummer at the time because I was living in Egypt. Stephen Partika was the drummer. I brought them there on a U.S. Embassy grant implemented by the organization Amadist and the American University in Cairo. And so they spent a time performing at the Cairo Jazz Festival, performing in Alexandria, doing workshops, meeting with people, students, and many, many others. And so the whole band has this understanding of what it feels like to be in that part of the world, the sounds of that world. There was a whole suite of music that Terry and Roger created out of that experience. So that's also part of what leads up to this particular project.
True. We've all experienced it, not just the sights, but the smells, the sounds. And those sounds that we heard are going to play a role in the suite that we're talking about here.
Jim Ketterer is here. Terry Gordon is here. Who's Arch Stanton?
Yeah. This is a question we often get when we're playing out in public. And so there is no Arch Stanton.
Okay.
But it sounds like a great jazz name, doesn't it?
It does.
It just sounds like somebody who would be playing baritone sax and would be the anchor of the group. The reality is that because the band is truly a democracy, and we didn't want to name it after any one of us because that's just not how the band works. We've been together since 2009. We operate as a unit. But it still needed a name that sounded like we are a jazz group. And so Roger, the guitarist, had the idea that we should call it the Arch Stanton Quartet. Arch Stanton is the name on the grave next to where the money is buried in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh,
and
all right. So there are
people
who...
That's
a deep cut.
Yeah, but there are people who know that when they come hear us and they hear about us, they know it. But more people usually just say, which one's Arch?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear of Arch's passing.
Yes.
Well, that's very, very cool. So now you get the grant and you get to go throughout these libraries. And so what is the idea of spreading this message and the hope at the end of what you will have accomplished?
So number one, the grant funds us to play in 13 libraries across Albany County, but we for sure are going to be playing in many other places in the region and well beyond. I would very much like to take this performance back to North Africa, and I'm already working on that. In terms of what we accomplish, I think one of the things that we accomplish is just reintroducing the works, the written works of Paul Bowles to new audiences, and for sure new audiences for his music, because I think there are far fewer people who know him as a composer. Also getting us out of jazz clubs and venues like that, it's important, I think, to reach new audiences for this great American art form.
Libraries. See, even just personally, just from us as musicians and artists, it really gives us this unique thing to work on and to get the artistic juices flowing.
Yeah.
It's been really, I've been excited about working on this over the past however long we've been doing this.
But doing it in libraries gives it an educational element just by its design.
Absolutely. And you know, I think some of the libraries where we're going to be playing are already making sure that they're going to have their book clubs read this book. One of the libraries I know is going to be showing the movie before we play, and showing some documentaries. I mean, there's a lot of interesting material to draw upon about Paul Bowles, but I think it needs to be reintroduced.
How much during the actual performance will the band members be introducing and talking about what it is you're doing to put it into a context?
So they'll be doing that. I'm glad you asked that, because that's an important part of what we're doing. They'll be doing that musically, and for throughout the suite, which is a little over an hour long. There will be times when we're performing as a group, three Bowles songs. We're also doing a song by the Police that was inspired by the novel, Tea in the Sahara. Then, very importantly, each of the members of the band has composed a piece on their own that they will be performing alongside some text from Bowles that I will be reading. And the texts themselves are also very poetic. Musicality of unto themselves. So each of them will have their own voice as part of this, and that's really the essence, I think, also of the jazz approach, that everybody gets their say, everybody gets a moment to present themselves in, as part of this broader conversation.
And Terry, what has it been like to put all of this together and be on this journey?
Well, as I just alluded to, it's been exciting to really get the creative juices flowing, maybe in a little different direction, using we talked about the experiences we had in Egypt. What I'm going to be doing behind Jim will be taking sounds that we hear several times a day over in that part of the world and making it just this accompanying thing to what he's talking about. They're trying to evoke the aura of the place through sound, which is not something that we're always just always doing in our normal context.
Is it a challenge to do it with the trumpet?
Yes, and what I have started to do is use some effects pedals on it to help with that.
Yeah.
And one thing I would say about Bowles' music, the three compositions that we're doing, this is not Moroccan or North African music. This is music he composed largely when he was in New York. I think in one of the cases, it's a piece of music he might have composed when he was in Paris, and the person who wrote lyrics to it was Gertrude Stein. And so I like the idea that that we're drawing across time, sometimes before the novel. The Police song is well after the novel. What we're doing in 2025 is well after all of that. But that's the nature of both the literature and the music, that it transcends these time categories.
Improv is such a part of jazz. Is that a part of this too, or is it more set than you are used to?
Very much a part of it. We're using the basic structures of Bowles' songs, both the melodies, the time signatures, the harmonic progressions, and then at the same time, we're opening it up and we're making it Arch Stanton improvisatory approach, doing both.
Yeah, sometimes a solo, sometimes it's group improvisation. And in fact, the thing that I'm doing personally in the back of Jim is all improvisation based mm-hmm. on a Middle Eastern scale.
Wow. It all takes place over several days, over a long period of time.
Yeah.
Is basically what I'm saying. And so if you go to archstantonquartet.com, you can find out, is that right?
I think it's archstantonjazz.com.
Archstantonjazz.com. Okay. Archstantonjazz.com, and you can find out more information and about all the dates, all the events that'll be taking place.
Yes.
The first one is?
It is Saturday, the 11th of October, 2 p.m. at the Colony Library.
Excellent. And again, you can find out more at archstantonjazz.com. Jim Ketterer, Terry Gordon, thank you so much for being with us. Have a an amazing time, and thank you for sharing with us and bringing this to our attention.
Thank you, Joe.
I appreciate it. Find out more at archstantonjazz.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.